Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3448 BN. Today's date is September 11th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Entered Enemy Territory to Expose the Liars. She took the debate bait. Game theory. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking over the debate. And I know people are going, what do you mean they're panicking over the debate? She did a great job. Wow, she was incredible. No, she really wasn't. And you know something? The people actually see through this. The people aren't buying it. Think about it. Trump said, okay, I will debate you. ABC. I know I'm going into enemy territory. I know they're going to feed her all the questions. I know they're going to rehearse all the questions. I know most likely she'll have an earpiece and people are now questioning her earrings. Were they speakers? And yes, there are earrings that look like that, that look like speakers. And she wears them quite a bit, actually, out, you know, beyond the debate. So I wonder if she wears them all over the place so someone can actually tell her what to do. I remember a time when Obama said during an interview, you know what I like to do? I like to be in the basement with a microphone. I like to have someone else wearing like some type of earpiece or something. I like just to tell them exactly what to do. And I wonder if that's what he's doing for her. So Kamala, she studied, she practiced just like an actress does for a role. And when you saw her on the stage, I think anyone with a brain saw that she knew everything. She rehearsed the entire scene just like an actress would. Is that her real self? Is that who she really is? Absolutely not. And I do believe people see through this. They see exactly what has been done here. And then when you look at the fake news, and remember going back to 2016, what did Trump always say? The fake news, they are the enemy of the people. So what did Trump do? He went into enemy territory. The fake news was prepared and ready with Obama, and they went ahead and they attacked Trump. It was the moderators against Trump. It was Kamala against Trump. It was Obama in the basement against Trump. It was Hillary against Trump. It was the entire criminal syndicate against Trump. Trump didn't get the questions. Trump didn't rehearse. Trump, he just was himself. Someone who stood there and said, what the hell's going on here? Everyone's attacking me. Even the moderators, they're now throwing in their own opinions. They're just fact-checking me. Not Kamala, just fact-checking Trump. And they're actually adding in their opinion of what's really going on. And this is something moderators don't do. So basically, these two individuals, they just destroyed their careers. No one is going to believe them anymore. And Trump, what he did in this moment by being himself, by being actually the victim, like he's been the victim this entire time, from the day he came down the escalator in 2016, they've attacked him over and over and over. And this debate is no different. You see, this is how panicked the deep state is. They knew that Kamala couldn't do this on her own. They knew that she just couldn't go out there and talk about the issues. They knew that they had to give her everything a cheater needs to get through this, but it failed because people are looking at Trump going, okay, he was himself. Kamala is the incumbent. She was in the White House for almost 4 years now. And everything that she said, she didn't do in the 4 years. But now she's all of a sudden going to start. All of a sudden, she has a magic wand and she can fix things. No, what people are seeing is that she's lying to you. Just like she lied about everything else. Actually, go back to Biden. Biden did the same exact thing in 2020. He lied to the people over and over and over, told the people what they wanted to hear. She's doing the same exact thing. The difference this time is that she's the incumbent. She's been in the White House for 4 years. So actually, when she's telling you she's going to do these things, she should have done it 4 years ago. And I do believe throughout the entire debate, all she did was lie and then tell another lie and another lie. And what's very interesting is that always after the debate, when everyone starts to check, when everyone starts to see things, all of a sudden, people start to learn the truth. And social media is so powerful today, so much more powerful than the fake news. Those people that are watching Fox, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, yeah, they're going to tell you the propaganda. But people, they're not listening. Why do you think their ratings are in the dirt? Why do you think everything that you do is debunked in a matter of seconds today? Because you know what happens? And this is why they hate X. This is why they hate truth. This is why they hate Rumble. Because when people tell the truth on these platforms, they don't have the ability to censor it. So what happens is people start to see it. People start to spread it around. People start to retruth it. Some people start to repost it. People make videos. Then that information is taken and then it's put on TikTok. Then it's put on Instagram. Then it's put on Facebook. And all of a sudden, it starts to spread all over the place. Now, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, yes, they try to censor. It's also put on YouTube. They try to censor. They try to ban people. They try to shadow ban it. But it's already out there. And it spreads like wildfire. And the deep state can't control it. They're doing their best with the fake news now. But that's all they got. Social media is where the power is. Social media is where people are looking today, and they can't combat this. They try, but they can't. Put it this way. Trump did an interview with Elon Musk, and he got 200 million plus people to watch it. People are putting out raw polls on X, on Truth, and there are 200, 500,000, a million, 3 million, 6 million people taking the raw polls. People aren't even looking at the fake news polls today. You know why? Because they survey, what, 1,000 people? And then out of the 1,000 people, they say, okay, out of the 1,000, we need 800 Democrats are all for Kamala. And then we need 200 that are undecided. And maybe, I don't know, one person or whatever it is. I know that didn't equal 1,000, but you get the point here. That is for Trump. This is how they create the polls there. We don't need those polls anymore. When you have raw polls, when you actually see what the people are thinking and you see it not just by 10 people, not by 1,000 people, not by 20,000 people, when you see it 200,000 people, 500,000 people, a million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, that's how you truly know. And this is the big difference right now. So I do believe that Trump, he knew that they were going to do this. I mean, I think we all knew this. I think we all knew that this was their trap because she didn't want to agree to Fox News. She didn't want to agree to any other debate except for this, because this is her safe place. She knew that everyone would be behind her. She knew that she would get the questions. Everything would be great. They wouldn't question her. Nothing would happen. They would just attack Trump. But Trump, he exposed all of them. When he said to everyone, listen, the fake news is truly the enemy of the people. You know what people are saying now? Holy crap, he's right. I just saw what happened on ABC. I just watched it with my own two eyes. They are truly the enemy of the people. They are now telling people lies. Go back a little bit in time. Remember when Trump was on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl and he said the Hunter Biden laptop was Hunter's laptop and she said there's no proof of that. It's Russian disinformation. Well, he was right. Think about that for a second. Remember during COVID when he said hydroxychloroquine? We don't need a vaccine. That actually is like a vaccine. It's a lot better. What did the fake news do? They attacked him like there was no tomorrow. He was right again. Remember when the fake news said, duh, don't listen to Trump, when he said, oh, if Biden gets in there, they're going to open the borders and we're going to have people come into this country. We're going to have crime all over the place. No, that's untrue. Well, guess what? He was right again. Hey, remember when he said, listen, if Biden gets into office, when he puts his policies, you know, in place, he's going to destroy the economy. We're going to see unemployment. We're going to see the stock market come down. We're going to see inflation. Remember when the fake news said that's ridiculous? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, he was right again. And actually, you're going to see that he's going to be right again when the market comes down, most likely in October. And people are going to be absolutely shocked and surprised when that happens. All this time, the fake news has been telling you lies. They are a propaganda machine. The propaganda machine was put into place to convince you of something that's not really happening. They use poll numbers to make you think a certain way. They give you news to make you think a certain way. And when they're questioned, they don't like it. This is why they created fact checkers, because people started to question them. People started to say, hey, I don't believe you because I see the proof here. So they got fact checkers to reinforce their propaganda. And then people started to debunk the fact checkers, just like Snopes in the very, very beginning. They said, oh, the very, very fine people. Oh, that is real. Then they had to finally admit that it wasn't real. Why did they have to finally admit it? Because everyone on social media was putting up the true recording and the transcripts. And then finally they had to say, okay, we lied. It is true that he never said that. And that is how the people are forcing the fake news and the fact checkers to actually tell the truth. And it's getting harder and harder for them. So I do believe Trump actually did this and he actually had them take the debate bait. Now, the question is, why would he do this? Well, number one, he just exposed the liars. He just exposed the fake news. And now people are questioning all of this. Number two, Kamala feels empowered. The people around her telling her, you did a great job. You won this debate. You're incredible. This is fantastic. You got him. Now she's feeling like, you know what? I can really debate. I have this ability to win. I just unbelievable. But you have to remember, she did it in a safe space. She did it with knowing the information. She cheated. What do you think is going to happen when she gets no information? What do you think is going to happen when she's there alone? She doesn't have the help of the two moderators. She doesn't have the listening devices where Obama is speaking to her. She doesn't have the questions where she can practice every answer that Trump might give. What do you think is going to happen? She's going to crash and burn. Now, I do believe Trump is doing what he's doing right now is saying, listen, I won the debate. I don't even know if I want a debate because I won it and there's no reason to do it. You think he's using reverse psychology right now, trying to get Kamala and team to say, yes, I agree? I would believe that's what's happening. Now, it doesn't mean that they are going to agree, but I do believe he's using this tactic, reverse psychology, to get her to agree to a debate where she's not going to have her little safe space. And then you're going to see something very, very different. But I do believe during this debate, everything that was said, Trump pretty much annihilated her in the end, because that's the only line that he actually really needed. You were in the White House for 3.5 years. Why didn't you do the things you said you were going to do? Why are you waiting until you get elected? Go right now to that beautiful White House and go ahead and close the border. Go ahead and start creating the jobs. Go ahead and start doing this right now. Show the people the truth that you really mean it. Show them that you're going to do it. There's no reason to wait. You're already there. You're already in office. Biden already endorsed you. And you could tell Biden, hey, by the way, you endorse me. We want to win, right? So we got to do these things. I got to close the border. I got to fix the economy. I got to show to people that, hey, I'm going to do it right now. You think she's going to actually do it? No, because that's not part of their agenda. Because you have to remember, everything she told the people, she lied about. I think she told like 25 lies. And the lies are easy to find because actually most of them she listed on her website. And there's recordings of her from the past that show that she continually lies. So I don't think the people are fooled by this. And people who are suffering today because of the economy, they get it. They understand it. They realize it because every day they go to buy food, every day they go out and they fill up their car, every day that they have to pay insurance or their electric bill, the gas bill, they know that they've been lying to. Remember, the majority of the people of this country making anywhere from $40,000 to $80,000 a year, or maybe a little bit more, they're struggling, especially if you have one kid or two kids or three kids. They're struggling. They're barely making ends meet. And every day that passes, it gets harder and harder. And they have to give up certain things. And that's what people are really experiencing. And this is why she couldn't answer that question. Are people better off now than 4 years ago? She can't answer that question because if she says, yes, they are, the majority of the people in this country are going to go, you're a liar. Because I know how much it costs to fill up my car. I know how much my homeowners or my renter insurance went up. My car insurance went up. I know that I'm not getting the raises. And I know how expensive food is. And we had to cut down on the food. We had to go to cheaper places. And we could barely afford that. That's why she couldn't answer that question. So I do believe Trump, he has her where he needs her to be. And the people of this country, they're not stupid. Because when you're experiencing something every single day and you're seeing the people come over the border, you see the people in your city, you see the economy, you see the war that's happening out in the Middle East, people understand when they're being lied to. You can't fool the people. You can't trick them because they're experiencing it every single day. And if you're feeling it and you understand it, you can't be tricked. And this is why the majority of people are with Trump. Because they get it. They understand it. Then we're going to be talking a lot more about all her lies and everything else a little bit later. But first, let's start off with the border. Because again, Kamala Harris and the border, she's pretending that everything is fine. But the people of this country, they realize it is not fine. And they see the gangs moving into Connecticut, moving into Chicago, moving into New York, moving into Denver, moving into all these different places. And Kamala is responsible for all of this. Christopher Rufo on X put this out and said, exclusive, Button lies and I have discovered that Biden-Harris administration subsidized the Venezuelan migrants who took over the apartments in Aurora, Colorado through a funnel of government agencies and left-wing NGOs. It's time to follow the money. The story begins in 2021 when the Biden-Harris administration signed the American Rescue Plan Act into law, allocating $3.8 billion to Colorado. The city of Denver drew on their reservoir of funds to launch its migrant resettlement and housing program. The city, in turn, funneled more than $5 million to the two left-wing NGOs, Vive Wellness and Papagayo, to secure housing for thousands of Venezuelan migrants. These organizations are run by Yoli Casas and Mariliana Suarez, two Venezuelan immigrants who do not appear to have previous experience in large-scale migrant resettlement. Much of this funding was directly tied to ARPA through the Migrant Support Grant Program. Yoli Casas, who runs Vive Wellness, said that the flow of government funds was so abundant, she was writing thousands of checks to pay for migrants. She claimed to have written 350,000 in checks in a single week, all heavily subsidized by taxpayers. These NGOs, in turn, worked with landlords to place the migrants in housing, including a large number of contracts with CBZ Management, which operated the three apartment complexes at Aurora at the center of the Venezuela takeover scandal. We spoke with former CBZ employee who, on condition of anonymity, explained how the scheme worked. Representatives from Pipagayo arranged hundreds of contracts with CBZ to place migrants in the Aurora apartment. Soon they were up to 80% of full Venezuelans. The result was chaos. We obtained a confidential report which alleges, according to a witness interviews, that the apartment saw a string of crime, including trespassing, assault, extortion, drug use, illegal firearm possession, human trafficking, and sexual abuse. And again, who is behind all this? This is Kamala Harris. And we'll be talking a lot more about the border and everything when we talk about the debate. But what the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration, they've been working with social media companies to censor people, again, violating our constitutional rights. Right now, we have Representative Nancy May. She is calling on the resident, Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris to provide all White House communications with social media companies and between federal employees about efforts to pressure social media platforms to censor online content. So now they are cracking down on what Biden has done, what Kamala Harris has done, and other agencies have done because they have violated our constitutional rights and they don't have the right to say censor this person or that person. It doesn't matter if it's misinformation or disinformation. They have broken the contract that they swore to uphold. The contract is we the people, and they basically signed onto the contract by taking the oath. And now they have violated the contract, and they must be removed from government. And anyone else that was involved in this must be removed from government. Because what's the use of the contract if these people aren't removed? Yes, I know an elected official, you have to remove them through elections, but the swamp creatures, they could be removed very, very easily. And I do believe when Trump comes in and he signs his executive order, anyone that violates the executive order, guess what's going to happen to all those people? They're going to be removed. I think he's going to remove a lot of people anyhow because they're going to cut down on a lot of things. But again, once this is in place, you're going to see a lot of people either quit or retire because they know the jig's up and they don't have the deep state protecting them anymore. And anyone that falls out of line, Trump is going to say, you're out. That's what's going to happen. Now, the other thing that we could see happening right now as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, it's strange that more and more people are coming down with COVID. All of a sudden, Janet Yellen, she's tested positive for COVID. You think they're trying to push a narrative? You think they're trying to say, hey, COVID's going around, stay home? Well, I do believe that is part of their plan, but I don't think that plan's going to work. I think they're now shifting tactics where they're going to delay the number of ballots coming in to the election centers, and they're going to use the post office to do this. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But you could see that the debates, they really didn't go that well for Kamala Harris. I know everyone's saying, no, it was Trump. He wasn't on his game. He wasn't, but he was himself, and he was natural. And everyone saw the same thing, a rehearsed actress and bullies. That's what they saw. And Trump, with everything that he did, he annihilated her with the last closing statement. And think about it, the last closing statement, Kamala couldn't say anything and the moderators couldn't say anything. And that's what people are hearing right now. People are sitting there going, why didn't she do it from day one? Why all of a sudden is she going to fix the problems that she caused? It makes no sense. But before we get to that, what's very interesting is that during 9/11, and we should never forget 9/11 because we know who actually caused 9/11. It wasn't a foreign entity. It was the deep state players within this country that did this to us, that killed people for their own gain. And we should never, ever forget this of who actually really did this and who lied to us from the very, very beginning. Remember, these people have been lying to us from the very, very beginning. And they always like to point the finger some other place. So what they did was they pointed the finger other places and they sent people to Afghanistan, to other places, and more people were killed out there. Because again, they're telling you who they truly are. They don't care about the people. They don't care if they kill people in this country. They don't care if they send soldiers over for a ridiculous reason, for the reason that they caused. They don't care. They will kill American people because they hate American people. But Biden, he decided to show up in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where he met firefighters, and they convinced Biden to wear a Trump 2024 hat, and he put it on. So is he endorsing Trump right now? Of course, what they're saying is he's putting it on because of unity. But again, he probably doesn't even know where he is. And once again, this is very, very interesting that he put on a Trump hat. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with the debates, Kamala Harris was wearing these earrings with pearls on them. And if you look at many other pictures, she's been wearing these earrings quite a bit. And people have been pointing out that these look very, very similar to Nova H1 Audio earrings. And they do. They look very, very similar. Now, again, we would have to inspect these earrings and we'd have to see if they actually are audio earrings. But I do remember Obama saying, you know what would be great? For my third term, I would like to be in the basement. I like to have a microphone and I would like to speak to someone in their ear and tell them what to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if these earrings were some type of audio device, because when you look at the entire debate, you could see that she was well rehearsed, just like an actress. She had the questions and someone was definitely feeding information to her during the debate. Because if you look at her past debates, they were nothing like this whatsoever. And what's very interesting, and this is how you know that she didn't do as well as they're saying. Because remember, the fake news, of course, what they have to do is they have to build this up. They have to make it look like she's doing great. So yes, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all the rhinos and all these other people, they're going to tell you, yes, she won the debate. She was fantastic. Trump was off his game. But again, Trump knew he was going into enemy territory. He knew that ABC was going to be against him. He knew that the criminal syndicate was helping her, keeping her in a safe place. Everything was stacked against him. No matter what he said, it wouldn't have made a difference. Even when Trump tried to correct ABC, David Muir, it didn't matter because their agenda is not to agree with him. Their agenda is to continually push back. It's almost like when Trump was on 60 Minutes. Leslie Stahl's agenda was to do what? To agree with him? To say, yes, we'd have an investigative report. We looked at the FBI report. It is Hunter Biden's laptop. No, her job, and she was being fed information, was to disagree with Trump. And she said, no, there is no proof of that. He said, there's plenty of proof of that. He knew exactly what it was because he saw the classified information. She pushed back. If you go back to COVID, when he said hydroxychloroquine, that will cure the virus. We have to give people hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. What did the fake news do? They put out fake reports from The Lancet saying people get scratches on their hearts. And then they put fake statistical information together and they put it out there that everything Trump was saying was a lie. And if you take this, you're going to have major problems. Well, actual doctors, epidemiologists, researchers looked at the data and said, this is all fake. Where did you get this information? We can't even peer review it. It doesn't make any sense. And guess what they did? They retracted. So Trump knew no matter what, even if he answered every single question and he brought up every single fact, what do you think ABC was going to do? Do you think they were going to say, you know what? Fact check right, Mr. Trump. You're absolutely right. And we stand behind that. And Kamala, you're wrong. No, they were never going to do that. So even if he did that, the news was always going to tell him he's wrong. I mean, think about it. Kamala came out and she mentioned 2025. Did you hear any of the moderators say, by the way, Trump's name is not on it? It was created by the Heritage Foundation. Actually, the creator of 2025 said Trump had nothing to do with this. Trump even said he never read it. Did they correct anything? Did they do anything? No, they didn't. Trump knew right at that point where this was all headed. He knew no matter what he did, no matter if he said everything correctly, they would have countered it. And I'm not talking about Kamala. I'm talking about the moderators. So at that point, He just needed to expose the lies. Let your enemy do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Because he knew later. What do you think people were going to do? All over social media. People that have millions of people following them. Because he knew that that was going to be reposted over and over and over and over. And not 20 million, not 50 million, hundreds of millions of people were going to see it. And Kamala and ABC, they were going to be called out on it. And they were going to be debunked in a matter of seconds. So, yes, he could have answered everything correctly, made people feel good about themselves that, oh, that's great. But I do believe that he actually exposed the news, exposed Kamala. Because when you watched it, what was the first thing you were thinking? That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. Now, everyone else is doing it. So I do believe he knew right from the start. And this is why they had to bring out Taylor Swift. If you notice, they waited for the right moment. Now, if everything was going perfectly for her and the entire debate was fantastic, they wouldn't need Taylor Swift. They saved her for this moment because they knew they needed to boost this up. They knew that this was their chance. But again, it's going to fail. And actually, Elon Musk, he put this out and said, fine, Taylor, you win. I will give you a child and guard your cats with my life. And it's funny because of all of Taylor Swift's songs, it's about making poor decisions, picking the wrong man, making poor decisions. So why would anyone need believe her right now? They shouldn't. But again, we know that they're going to be Swifties or whatever they call them. They'll go along with it until things start to fall apart in the country, like the economy starts to fall apart and these people get laid off. When we head to war and there's a threat of a draft, this is when things really start to fall apart. Remember, it's not over with this debate. We know there are plenty more things that are going to come. And think about it. When the market comes down in October, they're going to be looking at Kamala right now going, hey, companies are starting to lay off right now. I thought you said everything was fine. I thought you said the economy's strong. I thought you did a great job. You took the economy from when Trump had it and you improved it. Why is it falling apart right now? Because you just told us it was great. Remember when you said there's no military in the field, there's no soldiers in harm's way? Well, that's a lie, by the way. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. Why are we going to war? Why is there drafts? Why is the draft on the table right now? Did you lie to us again? Remember, Trump pretty much set her up because these things are headed our way. Storm has arrived, put this out, and this is Trump, how he reacted to Taylor Swift. I was not a Taylor Swift fan. It was just a question of time, but she's a very liberal person. She seems to always endorse a Democrat and she'll probably pay a price for it in the marketplace. DJT doesn't give a shit, just like the rest of us. Absolutely. But you could see the propaganda outlets, they're doing what they do. They're lying to the people. And then they're reporting on the false claims that were made during the debate. So basically, the liars are lying about that now. So basically, they're saying that Kamala won, Donald Trump 33. Scott Adams responded to this and said, I thought this was a joke when I first saw it. CNN only caught one Harris lie. How is this real? And how is anyone actually believing this? Yes, I know there's going to be D's believing this, but eventually what's going to happen, they're going to start to see the truth. And I do believe from this debate, from what's about to happen, all of a sudden people are going to wake up and they're going to wake up pretty darn fast, especially if there is another debate. This is going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala told another lie, saying that the January 6th attack was worse than 9/11. Was a bigger attack. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Kamala said the photo on the left, which is people walking, you know, in between the velvet ropes, was a bigger attack on democracy than the photo on the right. Well, I think people are disagreeing with her on that one. Remember, something like 3,000 people died during 9/11. And I think people are going to have a very difficult time swallowing this one, because really, is that a lot? Is that a bigger attack on democracy than what happened on 9/11? I don't think so, especially since the deep state players actually orchestrated the entire thing. Remember, an insurrection has to happen against a sitting president. Who was the sitting president? It was President Trump. So it was the confidential human sources, the FBI, the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, Antifa, and many others who actually had the insurrection against Trump. This sponsorship is from Rumble, one that is incredibly important to the survival of the company. When Rumble first started in 2013, they built a platform for a small creator. They didn't censor or have biases. They were fair and treated all creators equally. No one thought platforms would censor political conversation or censor opinions on COVID. But they did. Facebook admitted they fell to pressure from the Biden-Harris administration. Rumble did not. They held the line. They are attacked daily for giving us a voice to talk to you. They're attacked in corporate media. They're attacked by governments like France. They're attacked from brand advertisers who refuse to work with them. Corporate America is fighting to remove speech. Rumble is fighting to keep it. Rumble won't survive with brand advertisers. They really don't get that much of it. Watching our show on Rumble is the most they can ask from you. But if you really believe in this fight and if you have the means, one major way you can help Rumble survive is by joining Rumble Premium. Join the community that believes in the First Amendment and believes in our human rights to free speech. Rumble is offering $10 off with the promo code X22 when you purchase an annual subscription. Go to rumble.com/premium/X22 and use promo code X22. Like I said, if you have the means and believe in the cause, now is the time to join Rumble Premium. If you don't have the means, we are just happy if you watch us on Rumble. And if you do have the means, you can just click the link in the description. And Trump, to complete the insurrection, where he warned the deep state players, he put out the message, go home peacefully and patriotically. He wasn't talking to the Trump supporters. He was talking to the deep state players. Once they didn't abide by that message, the insurrection was complete. And I do believe the military was activated. Speaking about the military, Kamala Harris is trying to convince everyone that there are no troops in combat, no troops in harm's way. Ezra Cohen put this out on X and said, Kamala Harris falsely claims no American troops in combat. Tell that to the U.S. Army Rangers injured in combat raiding an ISIS camp in Iraq a few weeks ago. She forgot them just like she'd forgotten our brave men and women injured and killed at Abbey Gate. She is a national disgrace. And yes, what she said is completely false. While the United States is not engaged in large-scale conflicts on a scale of the Afghanistan war, thousands of American troops are currently serving in combat zones across the Middle East. U.S. forces have also constantly bombarded the Houthis. So this claim is very, very misleading, because there are U.S. troops across the Middle East and other countries, and they have counterterrorism roles. So yes, their lives are on the line. So once again, she's not telling the truth. And when you look across the Middle East, when you look at Ukraine, when you look at all these different places, the forces are still out there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kamala Harris claims that she supports Israel after Trump said she hates it. So Harris hired radical anti-Israel advisors, even if she has offered rhetorical support. Moderate Lindsay Davis of ABC News asked Vice President Harris at the presidential debate in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, how she would succeed in bringing the war in Gaza to an end where President Joe Biden had failed. Harris evaded the question, simply repeating Biden's policy that she would pursue a ceasefire and hostage deal and try to achieve a two-state solution. So basically, she's going back to what Biden said he was going to do. And was that successful? He had all this time to do it. She had all this time to do it. And nothing was done. And then Kamala Harris falsely claims that Trump sold us out to China. Well, this is false. The Trump administration blocked the takeover of an American semiconductor maker by a Chinese investor, restricting exports to China's top chip maker and largely limiting sales to China and even to third world countries who do business with Chinese companies considered a national security threat, such as the telecommunication company Huawei. The administration of Joe Biden, under which Harris serves, reportedly started greenlighting third-party suppliers to sell chips to Huawei in 2021. So it was them that was selling us out to China. Very interesting. Now, the other thing is what is happening out in Springfield, Ohio. Trump mentioned that there are a lot of Haitians there, like 20,000 or so, and they're eating animals. Of course, the fake news was quick to say that's ridiculous. Kamala Harris made fun of Trump, but Trump is right again. And all of a sudden, we see the police reports. There's a 911 call, and there are more and more reports coming in. This is coming from Tyler Oliveira, and he says, during the presidential debate, fact checker at ABC News stated that Donald Trump's claim of the Haitian immigrants eating dogs and cats had no credible reports, according to the town city manager. Over the last 2 days, I've investigated the situation myself, interviewing locals. Many claim they've seen what ABC News hasn't. Here's what they said. And they said, yes, we see them. They're taking animals. They're eating them. Libs the TikTok put this out and said, there's a police report, police call recordings and testimony from residents about Haitians stealing and eating animals. So these fact checkers didn't have the facts, and they were making it up as they went along. Attorney General David Yost put this out on X. There's a recorded police call from a witness who saw immigrants capturing geese for food in Springfield. Citizens testified to city council. These people would be competent witnesses in court. Why does the media find a careful worded city hall press release better evidence? So basically, they went to one person, and this person, who's probably a woke person, Democrats in this area, said, nope, no reports. Instead of investigating and finding out the real facts. And there is a major problem in Springfield, Ohio. Because if there wasn't, why would Ohio Governor Mike DeWine be deploying state troopers, 2.5 million to Springfield amid a surge of Haitian migrants? The federal government has not demonstrated that they have any kind of plan to deal with this issue. So why is he now bringing these individuals into this area if it's not a problem? Because it is a problem. Once again, the fake news is truly the enemy of the people. And they were trying to protect Kamala Harris. Remember when Trump said, hey, violent crime is a fraud, this reporting that's going on? And they said, no, it's not. Crime is down. You said it was up because of all these illegals. Well, once again, what happened? They don't report crime now in certain area. The Marshall Project explained that in 2020, almost every law enforcement agency was included in the FBI's database. However, in 2021, hey, isn't that when Joe Biden took office? Isn't that when they started the illegals coming in? The FBI went into a new system for compiling data and would only accept police precinct reports through the new system. So now what's happening, and they told certain precincts, leave certain data out. And this is why you see crime going down. This is how they use propaganda on the people. Because it's very easy to say crime's going down when you're not reporting it. But when you really look at the crime and you see what's really going on in the towns and what's really being reported, even though the FBI is not capturing it, people then see the crime going up. So again, it is a gigantic lie. And the people, they're not buying this. They're not going along with this. George put this out and said, even on MSNBC, a Hispanic undecided voter from Arizona blasted Kamala Harris after watching the debate for leaving the border wide open as the nation's borders are. He said, my family went through a long process to get here legally, so I feel that it's unfair for hundreds of thousands to get here without problems and for the federal government to help them out. The people aren't buying this. You see, you can't lie to the people when they're seeing this stuff every single day. We have Kamala who lied about abortion. She repeatedly claimed that Trump wants an abortion monitor. Trump has never said anything like that. This is a false claim that Harris used before. And has she shown proof that he said this? Where's the proof? See, this is what everyone needs to do. If she's going to say something, or anyone's going to say anything, show the proof and the documents. The moderators at this point saying there is no proof of that. But they didn't. Why? Because they're on Kamala's side. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. If people think that ABC is separate and CBS is separate and Fox, no, they're all in it together. It's a criminal syndicate. They work together. They cover each other's asses. That's what they do. And you could see it very, very clearly with ABC Lindsay Davis. She tries to correct Trump on abortion. She actually intervened in the debate to claim that no state allows abortion after birth. Well, this kind of lacks content right here. Many Democrat states allow abortion until birth. That's very, very interesting. And you have to remember, Northam, this is what he said. If a mother is in labor, I could tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother of what to do with the baby. I mean, really think about this for a second. But let's go a little bit further, because I know a lot of people say, well, he was the governor. That's not really happening right now. But look at the different states that have late abortion. Third trimester, Virginia is the only state that prohibits abortion starting in the pregnancy third trimester, which starts around 25 weeks. No limit. Six states and Washington, D.C. do not impose any term restrictions. And actually, what's very interesting about this is that ABC News itself back in June actually showed a map of this. So no restrictions based on gestational duration. Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, Alaska, Minnesota, Michigan, New Jersey, many of these states. So I think that tells you everything you need to know right there. And think about it. Think about Minnesota right now. Under Governor Tim Walz, babies born alive in botched abortions were left to die. And then he removed the reporting requirements. These people love to cover up what they're doing. It's absolutely amazing. And you have to remember, David Muir and the other host, they're completely against Trump, and they're all for Kamala Harris. And let's go back a little bit in time. Mays put this out and said, the last time Kamala ran for president, she told David Muir that she would use executive order for gun control. Even Biden was telling her that it wasn't constitutional. She laughed at him. And there's also a clip of Kamala saying she would confiscate your guns. Take a listen to both clips.
Former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the Vice President have a point there?
Some things you can. Many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
What do you do about the millions of specifically assault weapons right that are already in circulation? What do you do about those?
Well, there are approximately 5 million, to your point, Craig. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program. It's got to be smart. We got to do it the right way.
So wait, she lied when Trump said she's going to take your guns. She laughed while she was lying. But let's go a little bit further. Let's go to her own website with her ridiculous policies that she copied from Biden. Let's scroll down a little bit to the weapon area, and let me just read what it's on her site. As president, she won't stop fighting so that Americans have the freedom to live safe from gun violence in our schools, communities, and places of worship. She'll ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, require universal background checks, and support red flag laws that keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. So wait a minute. So she's going to have a ban on assault weapons, on rifles. And she's going to have red flag laws. So is that going to stop the criminals? Remember, the criminals, where do they get their weapons? On the black market. So on her site, she even talks about confiscating the weapons. She wants to use an executive order to confiscate the weapons, which is unconstitutional. She wants a mandatory buyback program to confiscate your weapons. She's telling you what she's going to do. She just lied in front of the American people again. I think she told a total of like 25 lies during this debate. And think about it. The moderators asked her a very, very simple question. Are people better off now than 4 years ago? And you know what Kamala answered? That she was raised in the middle class. Well, this is mostly false. Harris had a rich Canadian upbringing growing up in Westmount, a majority English neighborhood in the French province of Quebec. When asked if Americans are better off today than they were 4 years ago, she completely dodged the question, instead beginning this line, "So I was raised as a middle-class kid, and I'm actually the only person on the stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America." Really? What's the plan? Because so far, all the middle-class people I speak to, they're struggling right now. Why didn't she put this into place in the very, very beginning? Why did she sign the Inflation Reduction Act? Remember, she was the tiebreaker, which is really the Green New Scam, which actually created the inflation, which is hurting the middle class. She's a liar. Everything that we're seeing, the fuel prices, Trump said it. She canceled the XL pipeline. We were energy independent. The fuel prices went up. She signed the Inflation Reduction Act. Guess what happened? We had inflation. You know who that hurts? The middle class. So why did she do the opposite when she was in office? She's a liar. That is why. She also claims that Trump is going to impose a national sales tax. Well, I don't think she knows exactly what tariffs are, and I'm not really surprised, because that's really what she's talking about. She claimed that his sales tax would add 20% to the cost of goods. Apparently, she doesn't know how tariffs work whatsoever. So studies of the tariffs Trump's imposed during the 2017-2020 term have shown that some of the cost of tariffs ultimately fell on importers and some fell on the exporting countries. The tariffs were not passed through to the consumers and did not act as a tax on households, as the low level of consumer inflation during the Trump years shows. Tariffs do not tend to raise consumer prices. Where do we get this information? Surprisingly, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Research and Statistics Group, Princeton University's Stephen Redding, and Columbia University's David Weinstein wrote in one of the most widely cited studies of Trump's tariffs. Trade theory has long stressed that tariffs applied by a large country should drive down foreign prices. So what she's talking about, she has no idea. He placed tariffs on China. Did everyone see their iPhone go up to $3,000? Actually, if you go back in time, the fake news was saying that the phone is going to skyrocket. All the products that we're seeing are going to skyrocket. You know when everything skyrocketed? When she signed the Inflation Reduction Act. That's when everything skyrocketed. She was the tiebreaker. She caused the inflation, not the tariffs. And actually, like Trump said, if tariffs are so bad, why didn't she remove them? You know why? If she did that, the jig's up. Actually, really think about this. Trump put forth tax cuts. They keep saying they're for the billionaires. Let me ask you a simple question, everybody. Why didn't Biden and Harris remove the tax cuts? If they're only for billionaires and they make the billionaires rich, wouldn't that be the first thing you did? You got rid of the tax cuts to show the people, look, I got rid of them. Everyone now is going to make a lot more money because it's not going to the billionaires anymore. You know why they didn't do it? Because the tax cuts went to the middle class people. The tax cuts would have been noticeable. If they removed that along with the tariffs, people would have been, whoa, what just happened here? This is why they never did it. Again, another lie. Plus, she also distorted the unemployment figures. We also have to remember, we were in COVID. COVID was artificial. The government told everyone, all businesses, you must close down. So you know what happens when the businesses close down? The people collect unemployment. The unemployment rate is a fake artificial number. Because if the government says everyone go home, everyone's going to collect unemployment. So yes, you're going to have 20, 30% unemployment because the government told everyone to go home. Actually, that was Fauci. That was his idea. Isn't that amazing? Fauci did this. And then when the country opened up, what happened? People went back to their jobs. But again, but not all of them. Why? Because Biden and Harris, they told certain businesses, listen, you must force the vaccine on the people. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't go back to work. Actually, during COVID, because of what they've done, a lot of small businesses had to close down. So jobs were lost. Actually, if you really look at it, about 3 million jobs were lost because of COVID. So basically, people were going back to jobs. So when he says, well, unemployment was 14, 15%, and now I brought it down to 7%, he had nothing to do with that. Because again, when you open up the country, the unemployment's going to go down because your job is back. Actually, if you really, really look at it, he lost more jobs since COVID. And they started to manipulate the calculation, pretending that they were creating jobs, like a million jobs. They never created a million. Actually, if you just take that million and you add the 3 million that they lost 4 million jobs. I mean, let's not forget about everything else, because if you add all that in, they lost millions upon millions of jobs. It's one gigantic lie. And everyone knows what Trump has done. And this is very important. The people saw what Trump did in the 4 years. Very low inflation, very low fuel prices. Everyone had a job. Industry was coming back. Tariffs were bringing in billions for the farmers. He renegotiated the trade deal. Everyone was much happier compared to the last 4 years. Ask anybody. They will tell you, yes, I liked it better when fuel was down. I liked it better when I had my job. I liked it better when my wages were higher. I liked it better back then. And this is what people are seeing. This is what people understand. So once again, you could see how these people are lying. And Kamala Harris, she lied a lot. But you have to remember something very important. Everything that was said throughout the debate, you know what people remember? The closing statement. The closing statement was a home run. Because he just said, listen, she was in office for 4 years or so, 3.5 years. And everything that she said she's going to do, why didn't she do it? Why doesn't she just go down to that beautiful White House? Why doesn't she just close the border? Why doesn't she just create the jobs? Do it now. Show the people that you're serious about this, that you're really going to do it, because you didn't do it from day one. Prove it to the people. You think she's going to prove it? You think she's going to shut down the border and build the wall? You think she's going to create the jobs? You think she's going to have peace? You think she's going to do any of the things that she said she was going to do? Because if she was, she would do it right now. Actually, she should have done it when they came into office. But that's not their agenda. Their agenda is the opposite. They got to tell you the lies. And they need you to believe the lies because it's an election year. But their actions, they prove where we're really headed. Forget about what's coming out of her mouth. Look at their actions. That tells you the truth. But take a listen to what Trump said.
Saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do. But you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that. And within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
And Trump, he's absolutely right. Prove it. I think everyone on social media should say, prove it. Shut the border. Prove it. Do what you're going to do now. Show us that you're serious. She won't do it. She can't do it. It's not part of their agenda. Elon Musk put this out and says, "Why I don't think the debate hosts were fair to Trump. Harris exceeded most people's expectations tonight." Of course she did. She got the questions. She rehearsed. She was an actress. That said, when it comes to getting things done, not just saying nice sounding words, I strongly believe that Trump will do a far better job. After all, if Kamala can do great things, why hasn't she? Biden barely shows up for work, so she's basically in charge already. The question comes down to this. Do you want current trends to continue for four more years, or do you want change? Now, at the time that this was put out, 34.7 million people saw this or read this. Ryan Savenger put this out and said, went through the debate transcript and counted. Trump was fact-checked four times. Harris was fact-checked zero. Muir Davis pressed Trump six times for follow-ups. Muir Davis pressed Harris zero times for follow-ups. And then he also talked about false statements, but now we can see that all this is starting to be reversed right now, and the facts are coming out. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, 60% of the electorate says the media are the enemy of the people, and they're absolutely right. But I want to go back a little bit in time, because everyone's so worried and afraid. And remember, let's think about this. Did George Washington win every battle? No, he didn't. But who won the war? George Washington. Let's go back to 2016. Do you know who won the debate back then? Well, MV Red Podcast put this out and said, in anticipation of the post-debate polls, friendly reminder of how the post-debate polls looked after each debate in 2016. Debate number one, CNN, Clinton won 62 to 27. PPP, Clinton won 51 to 40. YouGov, Clinton won 57 to 30. Politico, Clinton won 49 to 26. So Clinton won the election. Oh no, wait, she lost the election. Trump won the election. And remember, sometimes you got to take the slings and arrows to actually show the people. Sometimes you got to show the people the truth. You just can't explain it to them. But the people of this country, they're getting it. We have people on CNN. We have people on CBS. And they're not buying it. Take a listen to these individuals.
To remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower. Things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
Were you leaning towards the former president coming in tonight?
Probably.
And did you vote for him in 2016 or 2020?
I did.
He spoke facts. She just basically repeated everything that Biden has said in the past.
What were your thoughts?
She made Donald Trump made a strong closing statement by saying, why didn't they do all the things that she's proposing during the 3.5 years that they've been in office? And Biden did this entire moderate stance back in 2020, and she's trying to do it again in 2024, but she didn't talk about her policy changes between 2020 and 2024. Her whole centrist moderate stance is just a facade.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. And the other thing that will tell you everything you need to know, and this is very interesting, and we said this in the very, very beginning, about the economy, the people, they don't buy that Kamala is going to make it better because they know she hasn't. They know that she's been lying to the people. And this is from CNN. This is CNN instant poll for the first Trump-Harris debate. Who would better handle the economy? Now, before the debate, it was 37 for Kamala, 53 Trump. After the debate, after this terrible debate, everyone's saying that Trump blew it. Well, Kamala dropped to 35% and Trump went up to 55%. I think that tells you everything you need to know. DC Drano responded to this and said, this is why Kamala immediately called for a second debate. She knows she missed out on the issues that matter, economy and immigration. Slamming Trump with talking points that appeal to NYC, LA voters may feel good, but those people aren't deciding the election. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona are. And yes, she lied about fracking. She lied about everything. And what's very interesting is when we start to look at the raw polls, you know, the people polls, we're starting to see a very, very different story. Political polls decided, you know what, who won tonight's debate? Almost 300,000 people voted, and there's still time left. So far, it's Trump 61%, Harris 29%. And people are probably saying, well, you know, that's a poll that's probably fixed or something. All right, C-SPAN. C-SPAN decided to do the same exact thing. Who won the ABC News presidential debate? Almost 300,000 people, and yes, there's still time left. Trump 74%, Kamala Harris 26%. And you know what's funny? Is that these are not the only polls. There's hundreds of these polls, and they're all recording the same exact thing, showing that Trump actually won. You see, people know when people are lying. People know when people are playing a part. People know when the media is helping them. People know because they're not stupid. And what's very interesting is that even undecided voters right now are not convinced by Harris after the debate. And this is coming from Reuters. So basically, they talked to about 10 people and who are unsure. Six said afterward they were now going to vote for Trump. And three said they were going to vote for Harris. And we still have one that's completely unsure. I don't think Reuters expected this. So even undecided voters know this. But I think Rick Gunnell says the most important thing. The moderators were so bad that they just proved to the American people that the media lies about Trump. It backfired. It was a gift. Roseanne Barr put this out on X and said, the beauty of the media lying all of the time for their candidate is that the trust people once had for them is all but gone. Last night was exactly what we wanted. The final pull of the veil. Hopefully the last remaining Democrat voters still under media mind control have woken up. I won't hold my breath, but I will always hope for it, because when they do finally all wake up, our country will be saved. Now, Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, I thought that was my best debate ever, especially since it was 3-on-1. He knew exactly what he was walking into. And he took all the slings and arrows to show the people, look at the truth. The fake news is truly your enemy, and she's a liar. Then he put this out. Comrade Kamala Harris is going around wanting another debate because she lost so badly. She just looked at the polls. It's true with prize fighters. When they lose a fight, they immediately want another. And then he showed all the polls showing that he won. And again, I do believe he is using reverse psychology, because he wants her to think that she won because that's what she really believes. And he wants her to say, oh yeah, let's do it again. I'll show you how I won the first time and I'm going to do it again. I do believe he's using reverse psychology, but think about it. Whoever won the debate really doesn't matter. And I think Robert Burns explains it the best. This easily confuses people, but it is exceptionally common in all forms of persuasion. You don't want to win the debate. You want to win the vote. You don't want people to call you the best salesman. You want to make the sale. You want the juror's verdict, not their liking you. And that's exactly what Trump did. And then he put this out. In the world of boxing or UFC, when a fighter gets beaten or knocked out, they get up and scream, I demand a rematch. I demand a rematch. Well, it's no different with the debate. She was beaten badly last night. Every poll has us winning. In one case, 92-8. So why would I do a rematch? I think he wants her to beg for a rematch. Because again, the people around her are empowering her. Look at that. You beat his ass. Oh, wow. You did a great job. Remember, she did it in this safe space. Everyone was protecting her. The system was around her. And she really didn't debate anyone. The system debated Trump. He already admitted the system debated him. So he is now trying to force her to do another debate while saying, I don't want another debate. What happens if she begs for it? Well, that should be very interesting. So let's really think about this for a second. Kamala wanted an ABC debate and continued to change the rules, hoping Trump would drop out. Trump agreed to the ABC. Kamala agreed to do nothing else. Trump knew he was going into enemy territory. He knew he was going to go up against the criminal syndicate. He knew no matter what he said, the fake news would attack him. I mean, go back to COVID when he mentioned hydroxychloroquine or the Hunter Biden laptop. The media attacked him with every step of the way. Same with the debate. That's what was going to happen. So it might have made people feel better. Oh, look, he was able to answer every question. He was able to, but it wouldn't matter at that point because the moderators would have attacked him. So basically, he didn't interfere with the enemy. Why would you interfere with them while they're in the process of destroying themselves? He let the fake news and Kamala Harris do what they do best, lie to the people. He knew later on the real fact checkers with receipts would destroy everything that they said and the people would see how the fake news assisted her. Now Kamala is on a high because she believes she is great at doing debates. Trump is playing with her ego, forcing her to do another debate while he's saying, why should he? They will say Trump is backing out. He's afraid to do another. Remember, her debate was fake. She was protected. She was getting the information. But think about what Trump knows right now. He knows their tactics. He knows what they do. And next time, if there is a next time, it's not going to happen the same way. And I do believe he wants one more. And I think he wants it in October, right before the election. Because think about it. Do you think the people are going to remember the first one or the second one? That's very interesting. Remember, this time, she won't have the questions. This time, no earpiece. This time, this criminal syndicate will not be helping her. She'll have to defend herself. You ever see her in other debates? It'll be a complete and utter disaster. If there is a debate, which debate do you really think people are going to remember? They're going to remember the last one, just like people remember the last closing remark that Trump made. But what's very interesting about this post, it was put out at 12:01. This is April 20, 2018. It says Trump card coming. That is very, very interesting. Now, we know the deep state players, they're going to be cheating in the election. You can see they're already preparing their narrative. This time around, they really don't have COVID the way they want it. They know that it's going to be very, very difficult to cheat in this election, and they're going to need a very long time to feed in the ballots. So what they're doing right now is they're using the post office to do this. So basically, the election officials, they have warned that a widespread problem with the U.S. mail system could disrupt voting, saying that the U.S. Postal Service is not up to this. Now, the U.S. Postal Service should have never been involved in the elections whatsoever. So what they're going to say, and this is how they're going to build this up, that the post office can't get all the ballots out, so we have to shut it down, and we're going to have to wait for them. Which means the post office now, and the bad actors, they will be printing them up at the post office. They will be delivered from the post office in trickles over a long period of time because they have to count the votes. This is what they're going to try to do to cheat in the election. Because last time, yes, they can use a pipe bursting and things like that. Because, again, the results were pretty close. This time, they're so far apart that they're not going to need 2 or 3 days. They're going to need at least a week and a half, 2 weeks to pull this off. But again, they're going to start to realize that it's not working. And they just can't create the number of ballots that they need. But they're going to try to do it. But I do believe in the end, it's going to fail. Because again, what is Trump trying to do? He's trying to get the SAVE Act. We know the deep state in the end, what they'll probably try to do. They'll probably try to do this method. When they realize they really can't do this, that's when all of a sudden, they'll just let Trump win. They'll count the results. And then they'll say the election was attacked by a cyber attack and it was manipulated. So they have their cheating in front of the election and after the election. They're making sure that they're covered. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know exactly what they're trying to do. And especially when Trump wins, he's already warned all of these people. So they're going to try. They're going to try their best. But in the end, it's all going to fail. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.